It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Brad Colbert with the story of a Watertown native's brief but memorable role in The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz is a beloved, iconic film that has captivated generations. Author Dean Robbins of Madison tells us the story of a Watertown, Wisconsin native whose small role in the movie was part of a big and fulfilling life.
Meinhard Robbie appeared in only one movie, 1939's The Wizard of Oz. But as the coroner of Munchkinland, he makes an impression. The role was enough to ensure Robbie a seven-decade career. It included speaking engagements, an autobiography, mountains of fan mail, and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. When he died in 2010, obituaries ran in major media, and all because of a mere 13 seconds on screen. Meinhard was born in 1915 in rural Farmington, Wisconsin. As a teenager at Johnson Creek High School, he stopped growing at about 3.5 feet. In 1934, he worked as an announcer at the Chicago World's Fair to put himself through school at Watertown's Northwestern College. Then he transferred to the University of Wisconsin and graduated with a business degree in 1937. Robbie hoped to be an accountant, but despite his good grades, faced discrimination, as he told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1980.
At that time, the public conception of little people or midgets was that while they didn't come out and say so specifically, their idea was that because we didn't grow up physically to normal size, we couldn't have developed normally mentally either.
Oscar Meyer recognized Robbie's talent as a performer, honed at the World's Fair. The company hired him to tour the country as Little Oscar, the world's smallest chef. In 1938, however, Robbie requested time off from his job when MGM Studios put out a call for little people to appear in a certain movie.
And the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true.
The studio cast more than 100 actors to play Munchkins in The Wizard of Oz and needed 9 for speaking parts. Robbie's featured role as the coroner was no fluke, as he told Fresh Air.
I feel that the reason I was selected is because I had done quite a bit of public speaking, both at school and for clubs and things during my school years, so that I had possibly a little better enunciation and more emphatic delivery than some of the others.
In the Munchkin scene, Robbie's character must confirm that the Wicked Witch of the East is authentically deceased. Outfitted in a pointy beard and purple hat, he lends the coroner a stately presence. He unfurls the death certificate and recites his famous lines.
As coroner, I must have her. I thoroughly examined her. And she's not only merely dead, she's really most sincerely dead.
In August 1939, Robbie returned to Watertown as a special guest for The Wizard of Oz's local premiere. During World War II, he took a break from celebrity appearances to serve in the Civil Air Patrol, drawing on his aviation skills. Throughout his life, he maintained ties to Wisconsin and donated generously to a Watertown facility for people with developmental disabilities. Today, you can follow County Road B to Meinhard Robbie's gravesite in a quiet Farmington cemetery. And you can meditate on the fact that, as we learned in The Wizard of Oz, dreams really do come true.
Many people ask me, don't you wish you were big? And I say, absolutely not. I feel I've had as an interesting time of my life as any big person.
Author Dean Robbins of Madison brought us that story about the Wizard of Oz actor and Watertown native, Meinhard Robbie. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Brad Colbert.